Overhead Doors, serving businesses and families since 1959 in Ogden, Illinois.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. It is I, George W. Bush. I'm the president. And I'm here tonight with a detailed report on the economy. Now, many people do not realize that since I have been in office, there has been tremendous growth in one major part of the economy. I'm talking, of course, about the national debt. It has grown tremendously since I've been in office. Now, people don't realize that this is actually a money-saving tactic on my part. See, the way I figure, if we no longer have any money, if we no longer have any wealth as a nation, we can see nothing but tremendous savings. We would no longer need a Department of the Treasury. You're not buying it, are you? Who am I kidding? I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do. Ain't no surplus, now it's gone. Oh, the debt grows every day. Oh, the balance on our loans is bigger than Star Jones. Tell your kids they're gonna have to pay. I wonder what I'm gonna do. I wish this debt would go away. I have got to pay these bills. I could sell Dick Cheney's pills or put Congress on eBay. We owe. I couldn't leave the tax code alone. Ain't no surplus, now it's gone. Here is my brand new budget pitch. I'm gonna tell each American. Everybody will be rich if each person will just switch to Geico's insurance plan.
Live from the Ronald Reagan Building, Washington, D.C., it's the Capitol Steps, April Fool's.
I'm sorry. You're a very good announcer, but I'm sorry, you're just too expensive. You know, there's been a lot of cuts to public radio. We're outsourcing your job. I'm sorry, you're going to have to go. Get. Okay. All right, now let's try this again, okay?
Live from Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C., it's Capitol Steps, April Fool's edition of Politics Takes Holiday. Now may I have my 3 cents? Thank you very much. Come again.
My fellow Americans, once again, it is I, George W. Bush, and I hope you will excuse me for just a moment. I need to make a very important, secure phone call in the name of National Security. 1010-220.
Hello?
This is George W. Bush. I'm trying to reach Saddam. Saddam?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I am on my cell phone. Get it? I'm in a cell. I'm on a phone. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yep, I got you. So, Saddam, I heard we caught you living in a hole with rats and stuff.
Well, you must know what that's like. You live in Washington, D.C. But seriously, how could you do this to me, W? I mean, I'm the duly elected leader of my country. I got the majority of the votes.
Psh, that doesn't matter. I I'm living proof. Now, Saddam, look, I have half a mind to Shut up. Look, man, all I'm saying is that before this whole thing began, I gave you every opportunity to avoid the whole conflict. Before the war started, I gave you an ultimatum. And then I gave you 48 hours to get out of your country. That was 3.5 whole days, man. Now, I mean, come on, surely you must know that you have been defeated. You have been captured. And we will install democracy in Iran.
Iraq.
Whatever. God. And I'm not going to stop with you. No, I'm going to get the rest of the guys on my list of axis of evil-ers.
You mean Kim Jong-il is next?
I was thinking more like Richard Clark, but...
Well, W, you must understand why I'm so upset. I mean, I'm in this cell, I've got no cable. I totally missed Carrie getting back together with Mr. Big. And then I find out that I've been secretly married to Britney Spears. And to top it all off, I missed my duck hunting trip with Justice Scalia. Yeah. But anyway, I've got to be going. I've got call Kuwaiting.
Saddam, before you go, I want you to know this whole thing between you and me. It wasn't just between you and me. It's between you and me and my daddy. Because you tried to hurt my daddy back in the day, and I don't cotton to that sort of behavior. So my daddy's here tonight, and so's my mommy, and I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Hi, Dad. How's it going, Dad?
Hey, son. Good to see you. You know, son, just like when I was president, war in Iraq, good. Economy, bad. I think I'll call you Mini-Me.
That's right, Georgie. And now there's all these stories going around about how you misused information from the CIA to justify going to Iraq. They said something about you were lacking the proper intelligence.
Well, look, Saddam, the good news is we have control of Iraq.
And the bad news is you have control of Iraq.
Some were saying, where is Saddam?
Now they're saying, where are the bombs?
Found you at last, down in your trench.
Surrendered fast, so you'd think I was French. A man who's bright would not start this fight.
But someone dumber might.
Wella, wella, wella. Tell me, George.
He had weapons of death.
Tell me more.
Just my spider whole breath. I was hiding, lived like a mole.
Then like a groundhog, you popped out of your hole.
Saw your shadow, you know what they'd say.
4 more years, a bush on the way.
A man with tact won't stay in Iraq.
But someone dumber might.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tell me more.
Why did you lose the war?
Tell me more.
Got endorsed by Al Gore.
The case for war, it was so strong.
The case for war turned out so wrong. You made it up, you lied the whole time.
He just stole John Kerry's line.
No one sane will back your campaign.
But someone dumber might.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, it used to be if you committed certain acts, you were a criminal. But nowadays, you commit those very same acts, and by golly, you're a Democratic presidential candidate. Well, this year won't be the same as that 92 campaign, when those who ran denied that they smoked marijuana. Years ago, a guy would be a goner. Now it's like a bad
badge of honor to say you smoked the green, green grass back home. Yep, you'd be a fool to grab a boobie, but it's real cool to light a doobie like Harry Dean and Edwards did at home. There's not a sound from Wesley Clark, and so he might just be a narc. And though Joe Lieberman won't smoke, we think he needs to. Though Al Sharpton says that pot's a dumb thing, his barber must be high on something. He's wearing reefer madness on his dome. Now, it seems that the people long for the days of Cheech and of Chong. And the voters, they want their candidates just to like them. So there's no need to hide that sweet aroma or to claim you've got glaucoma if Democrats can call the White House home. 'Cause the Democrats have got a stealth plan. Marijuana's their new health plan. They'll give you grass, but then you're on your own.
And now the Capitol steps welcome presumptive Democratic nominee John Kerry and his wife, Teresa Hines.
Some people say you're erudite and you take money from the right.
But others hear a liberal bite in everything I say.
It takes guts to oppose a war you're on the record voting for.
But one thing that I know for sure, I could go either way. I've taken stands on both sides now, both pro and con, on both somehow.
John, do one thing decisively.
On election day, I'll vote for me.
Positions are correctable to make you more electable.
And no one can detect the bull,
because it's plain to see. A candidate should unify, inspire, and electrify.
But since they could not find that guy, they nominated me. I've lived my life on both sides now. My wedding day, I took a vow.
The preacher put you on the spot. You said I do.
And not.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Super Bowl XXX 38 Double D. Time for our big halftime show now with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
They kept saying halftime shows were boring, but this year's Super Bowl has beat the rest.
Ha! Channel surfing when you should have been watching, yeah. But if you stuck around, you saw some breast.
These boobs were made for gawking, and that's just what you'll do.
Now you finally know why TV is called a boob tube.
They kept saying TV couldn't get lower. Then MTV said, hey, you wanna bet?
And when I grabbed them, I showed the nation's children, yeah. Now that's one memory they won't forget.
These boobs were made for gawking, and that's just what they'll do.
With all this press, her chest just signed a deal with
Nike shoes.
Hello, and welcome to the U.S. Detention Center in Cuba, where life is barbaric. Dogs should not have to live like this.
Yesterday, the daiquiris were so cold, I froze my throat.
It was nearly 10 minutes before he could yell, "Death to the infidels!"
And my tan lines are a joke. I mean, who do I have to declare jihad against around here to get a speedo?
I'm kneeling in the midday sun, staring at U.S. Navy guns.
The guards act like they're deaf when my back needs lotion with SPF.
I'm just sitting in Guantanamo Bay. Shouldn't have messed with the U.S. of A.
Sipping margaritas all day,
tasting lime. I left my home in Kabul, have to plan Al-Qaeda attacks.
Now summer is approaching, and I can't get a bikini wax. I'm tanning in Guantanamo Bay.
We're getting a brand new cellmate today.
Hello, I'm Martha Stewart. Thank you very much. And like the inmates here at Guantanamo Bay, I may be going to jail soon. But as I always say, when life hands you lemons, make a lemon and kiwi velvet souffle. So I'm here to talk to my fellow inmates about how to make a jail cell more like a home. Now, to help me with this, please welcome my financial advisor and DimClone executive, Sam Waxel. Now, Sam and I have been forbidden by the courts to discuss financial matters, but as long as we stay on other unrelated subjects, there's nothing illegal going on here at all. Thank you. Now, this is a picture of a typical cell. With a little creativity, that unsightly commode can make a quite functional stock pot. And with a little sandpaper and a stone, you can start a romantic fire. Now, it's hard to buy weapons in a prison, but with an apple peel, you can macrame a shiv. So, class, recap with me the 6 key words in this decorating scheme.
Sell fire, stone, stock, buy apple.
Thank you. It's a good thing. Now, too much time on your hands? Come on, join me in making your cage experience really special. Perfect time to practice your needlework.
Sitting in the Cuban sun, you can knit 2 cast-off, then purl 1. Come gather round and watch. You can knit a shank to give your biatch.
Knitting in Guantanamo Bay.
Thanks to you, ourselves now have feng shui.
I'm not sitting in a mart with a K,
wasting away.
Hey, Martha, my friend in cage 9 wants to know how long he should cook a turkey in the electric chair.
That's a good question. We'll be back with our next show in 10 to 20. Thanks for listening.
And now the cultured portion of the show, the Capitol Steps present an operatic piece.
When I saw Kerry with his head so hairy, like Herman Munster, he was so scary. A drab beige collar, he's Al Gore, just a dollar. I'm going to get a mean. It's a time to vote green at last. It's now for Nader. He's the best man. You can't trust Kerry's a deficit plan. Because to make us more prosperous, he'd ask rich nations to marry us. I have a suspicion Kerry's views, they're tilting. He takes more positions
than a Paris Hilton. He's not short like Nero. He's a big war hero. I've heard that before. Worked so well for Bob Dole. So now it's a Nader. Come watch him fight. His suits, they're wrinkled and don't fit right. And the Rav Nader's a liberal man who's glad he's running the Republicans.
Hello, and welcome to Fox's newest reality show, Democratic Idol. Tonight, we'll try to find the perfect vice presidential running mate to run with this year's Democratic nominee. Now, let's bring out the contestants, shall we? Since John Kerry's from the Northeast, maybe he could use a little Southern comfort on the ticket.
Yeah. See the guy who's smoother than Haagen-Dazs. Who can that John Edwards guy be?
Nicer than them all, such a Southern drawl. Here's a guy with flair and a head of hair.
I'm so pretty, I'm so pretty. In its city, I'm drawing your glance. And I'm skinny, that's from chasing every ambulance.
La, 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 la. He's so charming and disarming. Slightly smarmy, but pretty and nice. It's a pity he won't win.
But I'd be great for Vice.
Well, I'm sure you've heard of Motown, but how about a little Joe-town?
Who can take your problems?
Who can take your problems?
Make them seem okay. Who won't work past sundown or at all on Saturday? The Lieberman.
The Lieberman.
The Lieberman can.
The Lieberman can.
The Lieberman can, cause he sprinkles it with chutzpah in the goyim okay.
The taste of his defeat wasn't all that sweet. In fact, it tastes a lot like spinach.
There were even places in which I didn't even beat Kucinich.
Who lost in 2000? This year took a dive.
Who should Kerry pick? Cause next to me he'd look alive.
The Lieberman.
The Lieberman.
The Lieberman can.
Now, this next guy is a man in uniform. You know what I like more than a man in uniform?
A man out of uniform.
No, a four-star general like General Wesley Clark.
I am the very model of a former NATO general, an anti-war four-star commander who is also liberal. I proudly served in Vietnam, I'm tested, and I'm battle-scarred. Unlike someone who stayed in Texas hiding in the National Guard. I know Herzegovina and can spell it cause I'm clever too. And that is something that George W. could never ever do. My military knowledge is superior and quite astute. Unlike the current president, I own my very own flight suit.
Unlike the current president, he owns his very own flight suit. Unlike the current president, he owns his very own flight suit. Unlike the current president, he also owns his very own flight suit.
I'd be a good vice president, as you can see, I've got it all. Although I've spoken my position on the issues, not at all. In short, in matters economic, national, and liberal, I am the very model of positions that are general.
In short, in matters economic, national, and liberal, he is the very model of positions that are general.
He's a hot crowd.
Okay, Okay, so now you've heard from three of the competitors, and I know what you're thinking. This party needs a makeover.
Yeah.
That's why we've invited two of the guys from the smash hit show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Kyan and Carson, to talk about their favorite vice presidential possibility.
We all like Vermont. It's the one place if we want to make a civil union. It's so nice. Now it seems we've lost a friend, though his campaign had to end. We're on our knees and praying he'll be vice.
Cheer up, Howard Dean.
See how much it means to a gay Dean believer and a homecoming queen. You did not do great when you hit those southern states. Let's face it, in the South, you had no shot. And those rednecks weren't for you. They didn't love you like we do. But we think southern boys in trucks are hot.
Queer up front, B. Dean.
Get an ab machine and we'll be right behind you if you know what we mean.
Fabulous!
My name is Howard Dean now. Once I was way out in front. Yeah, yeah, and people say I'm mean now. I got a way of being blunt. Yeah, I do.
No, he's not nice like Edwards or dignified like Wesley Clark. No, no.
And sometimes I can use words that sound just like Chihuahua's bark. Yeah, yeah, things make me wanna shout.
Tell us now he's gonna shout.
This show was produced by the Capitol Steps and hurled kicking and screaming in front of a live audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton, Bill Strauss, and Elena Newport. And now we'd like to introduce our performers. First, as George W. Bush, the Capitol Steps' own version of natural male enhancement, Kevin Corbett. In the role of a Guantanamo Bay inmate, the most talented member of the group, and he ought to know because he wrote these credits, Mark Eaton. Playing Howard Dean, a man whose life has on a five-second delay, Mike Tilford. As Janet Jackson, a woman who doesn't need Botox but uses it recreationally, Janet Davidson-Gordon. In the role of Martha Stewart, the real reason Bennifer broke up, Elena Newport. And me, I'm Richard Paul, now gluten-free. On the piano, the only Emmy Award-winning member of the Capitol Steps, and you can't buy those things because, believe me, he's tried, Lenny Williams. We'd like to thank our sound engineer, Jim Smith, road crew, Greg Hammond, Andy Foss, and Richard Patterson, our press secretary, Bill Hurd, and designated driver, Glenn Campbell. The Capitol Steps have a new album coming out May 1st, entitled Papa's Got a Brand New Baghdad. If you'd like to order this or other Capitol Steps cassettes and CDs, or to find out when the Capitol Steps are coming to your area, visit our website, capitalsteps.com, or call 1-800-733-STEP. Thanks for listening.
It's 1:35 Central Time. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Today, the Capitol Steps took over. Happy April Fool's Day. Well, now let's go back in time to see what the Steps were up to before the Democratic field for the party's presidential nominee was narrowed to one. Let's take a listen to some cuts from the Capitol Steps CD, Between Iraq and a Hard Place, recorded before live audiences in late 2002 and early 2003.
I'm a private detective. My mother named me Hugh. My father named me Jim. Last name, Bissell. So people call me Hugh Jim Bissell. One day I was reading an in-depth analysis of the Democrats' report on economic growth when I awoke with a start. The following 24 hours unfolded for me like a bad reality TV show. A loud, obnoxious sound was banging in my ears, I reached over, switched off American Idol Part 2, and went back to sleep. When I awoke, I realized that I was late for work. I hopped out of bed and undressed faster than a contestant on Joe Millionaire. Well, the Democrats had hired me to find a viable candidate for president in 2004. This assignment had me about as excited as Martina Navratilova at a Chippendale show. But hey, it was better than my last gig. Security detail for Condoleezza Rice. That woman was constantly telling me to take off her underwear. Then she told me she never wanted to catch me wearing it again. Anyway, back to my story. I figured I'd begin my search with the Democratic candidates that had already declared. A few I could chop off the list immediately. John Edwards. Sure, he was a hottie, but back when this guy was a lawyer in North Carolina, he chased more ambulances than Anna Nicole Smith looking for a new husband. And things weren't looking so hot for John Kerry. Last time we had a Democrat from Massachusetts on the ballot was Mike Dukakis. Having another guy like that on the ballot would be as smart as having a store security guard named Winona Ryder. Next on the list, Howard Dean of Vermont. This guy had the support of the NRA, the AMA, the ACLU, and Lambda. So he was sure to get the vote of every liberal, gay, gun-toting nurse in Vermont. Well, that pretty much left me with Joe Lieberman. Up until Al Gore pulled out of the race, Lieberman was sweating like a 6-year-old working at a Nike factory. Sorry, I was way out of line on that one. I meant a 5-year-old. Now he was campaigning like crazy. I mean, this guy's feet were moving faster than Michael Flatley after a triple latte. But I happen to know that the name Lieberman is Yiddish for Mondale. Well, all this analysis had left me totally exhausted. I flopped on the couch like Dick Cheney after a triple cheeseburger. I fell asleep and I dreamed that the entire country was on an episode of Survivor, and that all these candidates had been voted off the island. When everyone else was gone, all that was left was a former loser named Al. I picked up the newspaper and I read the three words that made my blood run cold. President Al Sharpton.
Good evening, everybody. I am Senator Trent Lott from Mississippi. I am, of course, the Senate Majority... regular lowly senator. Now, as you may or may not be aware, I recently had to step down from my leadership position due to some remarks that I made at the birthday party of Senator Strom Thurmond. Before you judge me too harshly, I think you should be aware of some of the hardships I've had to face in my life. Let me explain. It's not easy being white. Having to spend each day the color of a sheet. When I think it might be cooler being black and saying stuff like, "You go, girlfriend." Or hip stuff like, "What's up?" It's not easy being white. You can't get down with things like all the real cool guys. And when you say, "Homie, it's your house." And in the hood means the one that's on your head. But white's the color of snow. And they say pork is the other white meat. And white can be pretty, like Vanna, or totally sexy, just like Barry White. I'll never live in the White House. You've got the gist now. It's Bill Frist now, and I'm heaved now. I'm just a senator again, but I'm okay with that. And you know, that's just a little white lie.
Ahoy! And welcome aboard the Disney Magic!
Hakuna Matata!
Hakuna Matata to you too! Be our guest. Be our guest. Disney's cruise line is the best.
Though our voyages have been hampered by intestinal distress.
Lots of guests.
And the crew.
Keep on catching stomach flu.
Shuffleboard is now a sick game.
I thought poop deck was a nickname.
Through our shops, take a stroll. Charmin's 50 bucks a roll.
Could you please return the food you don't digest?
Before you hit the beach, we'll hose you down with bleach.
What a mess, all our guests seem distressed.
Tigger and Eeyore too, please report to stateroom 2.
Bring a bucket and some mop, you need to clean up Winnie's poo.
Snow White looks so serene, but a sickly shade of green.
And the dwarf once known as Sneezy is a dwarf we now call Queasy.
Tell the guests, since they're sick, that they'll lose the pounds real quick.
You're sure to drop a dress size while you rest.
And though you're sick, we fear there is no virus here.
For the reason you hurled, it's our song. It's a small world.
We confess, it's distress every guest. Bibbidi-bobbidi-spew.
I'm the top advisor to the president, you see. Often he will ask for my advice. When there is a crisis, Mr. Bush will call on me. Can you come here, Ms. Rice? Condoleezza, Condoleezza, he will ask me. What's the reason for this war that we have planned? And I'll say, although it's wacky, the Iraqis somehow got our oil stuck beneath their sand. Then he'll say, is it okay if that's the reason? Because some say war for oil is obscene. And I'll say, it's okay, it's not just oil. You might think of it as war for gasoline.
Just why Nona out on a Saturday night, looking for a fashion that's right. And she says she's working on a new film with Martin Scorsese.
See her shoving items into her shirt, scarves and gloves now soon disappear. Now we see her going out of the store. You might think she's crazy.
I'll cut tags off with my knife. Tell them I have an account. Losses mount with my new five-finger discount.
Kleptomaniac, maniac in the store.
And I'm stealing like I never stole before.
She has bags full of Ralph Lauren and Dior.
I'm preparing for a role, it's nothing more.
In a small back room most folks never see sits a bored security guard. He is watching cameras throughout the store. Where they are, no one knows.
I was so excited when I saw her going in the changing room. As her clothes came off instead of her rack, I saw racks of clothes.
It was time to sign the charge, but I really thought the staff was just asking, could they have my autograph?
Kleptomaniac, maniac, she is here.
Do you think this kind of press helps my career?
But the video showed you still, it's clear.
Critics say that it's my most watched film this year.
Hey, what's a nice dame like you doing out on a night like this?
Oh, just getting some air.
You know, you're not like them other chicks.
Oh?
Yeah, what they're wearing is repellent.
Oh, well.
You look like you like a little danger.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, you're just a bug.
Danger's in the bite of this mosquito.
Oh, but it feels so right.
You are so sweet, oh, you could have West Nile before the night is through. Something in your hair seems to invite me.
Something in my eyes is saying, bite me.
Some night I might give a tiny prick to you. Your blood is my type. You've got me buzzing.
If you stick me, I won't cry.
That's 'cause I'm underneath your skin and in your blood.
Oh, my little insect stud. Your love gives symptoms like the flu.
I've had you and your sister too.
I was so love-struck and so desirous, but that tiny schmuck gave me a virus. That's my dating luck. Another guy who sucks.
You know, with all the dangers we face in day-to-day life, you'd think that the least of our worries would be ichthyophobia. You'd think that, but you'd be wrong.
I'll leave everything that's in my wake dead. I'll eat you before you can eat me. Ha! I'm the fish they call the northern snakehead, yeah. And when I leave my pond, you're gonna see this fish is made for walking, and that's just what I do. But one place I won't walk is right onto your barbecue. You can hide, but Frankenfish will find you. Though my lungs are half evolved, it's true. If you think you can catch me, I'll remind ya, yeah. You thought that you could catch Bin Laden too. And when this fish starts walking, here is where I'll go. Since I'm a snake who crawls in slime, I'll be a CEO.
Parodies from the Capital Step CD, Between Iraq and a Hard Place. The CD was recorded in late 2002 and early 2003. You can hear the Steps' April Fool's Day special this evening at 6:30 here on AM 580. 9 minutes before 2 o'clock Central Time, settlement prices are in from the Chicago Board of Trade. Here now with the settlement prices, as well as the highs and the lows on the day. Todd Gleason, Todd.
Thank you very much, Celeste. From the Chicago Board of Trade, another up day for the market, up as in usual, as not compared to yesterday when futures bounced sharply lower in the bean pit. They were sharply higher today, and that despite yesterday's bearish numbers from the USDA reports in both the grain stocks and in the prospective plantings report. Let's move on to the wheat pit, where we always begin with our settlement prices. May futures in the wheat pit today had a high of 419, a low at 406.5, and they finished 2.5 cents higher on the day. The July at 425 high, low at 413. Settlement there at 416.75. They finished up one. September futures for the wheat, 428.5, the high, the low at 416.5. A settlement price, 421.5 higher on the day. And December futures, 435, the high, the low at 424.5. A settlement price, 429, up 0.75 for the D's wheat. March contract, 436, the high, the low at 427. A settlement price at 433, and they finished up 2 for the day. May corn now, 331.25, the high, the low at 321.5. A settlement price, 325.75. The May corn up 5.75 on the day. July futures charging higher as well, 6.5 cents higher at 337 for the old crop on the high, low at 327.5. In July, corn settlement price at 332. They finished once again 6.5 higher. September futures up 8.75, 333.5. The high, the low at 323.5. A settlement price at 329, up 8.75. December contract for the corn, 331.5. The high, the low at 321.5. Your harvest month settled 326.5, up 8.75 on the day. The March futures for the corn of 05, 332. The high, the low at 322. And a settlement price, 327.25, up 8.5 cents. May futures for the corn, 332.5, the high, the low at 323.5. A settlement price, 328.25. They finished up 8. And July, 05, 332, the high, the whole low at 332.5, rather 324.5. And a settlement price at 328.25, and that's 8 cents higher for the day. July, once again, let's go through those numbers so you get them right. 332, the high, the low at 324.5, a settlement price at 328.25, and they were up 8 for the day. A little dyslexia settling into the brain today. December futures for the corn pit for the 05 contract, 275.5, the high, the low at 271.5, a settlement price at 275, and they finished up 4.25. May futures in the oat pit, 179, the high, the low at 174.25, a settlement at 178.75, up 4.75. In July oats on the day, 184.5, the high, the low at 179.5, a settlement there a nickel higher, 183.5. From the soy complex now, the nearby May contract above $10 for the day after trading below that yesterday. May futures at 10.34, the high, the low at 10.02, settlement price at 10.29.5, up 34.5 cents. July futures in the bean pit, 10.30.5, the high, the low at 9.98, a settlement price at 10.27.25. They were up 32.25 on the day. August soybeans, 9.78, the high, the low at 9.51, and a settlement price there 34.5 cents higher at 9.74.5. And the September's, 8.64, the high, the low at 8.45, a settlement price 8.56, up 21 on the day. November beans, 7.76, the high, low at 7.55, a settlement price at 7.66. They finished the day 19 higher. In January, soybeans 7.73, the high, the low at 7.55, a settlement price at 7.66, finished 16.5 higher. In the March, soybeans 7.59, the high, the low at 7.46, settlement price at 7.58. They were up 180 on the day. May bean meal, 3.29.80, the high, the low at 3.15.80, a settlement price there at 3.29.40. They were up 15.10 for the day. That's where the big gains were made on the day, and that's why the bean pit was primarily higher. July futures in the meal pit, 327.50, the high, the low at 312.50, a settlement price at 326.50. They were up 16 even on the day. For the bean oil now, 33 the high, the low at 32.42, and a settlement price at 32.77, up 54. July bean oil, 32.86, the high, the low at 32.23, a settlement price at 32.70, and they finished up 64. Now here's Celeste Quinn with the numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange.
Thank you, Todd. It was a mixed day today on the Merc, although I guess looking things over here, I would say the contracts mostly lower today. April feeder cattle 89.80, the high 88.85, the low 89.32.5, the settlement that down 17.5. May 87.50, the high 86.22.5, the low, the settlement 86.42.5, that down 72.5. August 87.75, the high 86.20, the low 86.47.5, the settlement that down 110. April live cattle, 80.45 the high, 78.50 the low, 79.10 the settlement, that down 72 and a half. June, 76.60 the high, 74.75 the low, 75.65 the settlement, that down 57 and a half. August live cattle, 75.35 the high, 73.90 the low, the settlement 75.15, that finishing up 5. October, 77.05 the high, 76.15 the low, 76.90 the settlement, that up 22 and a half. April lean hog, 66.30 the high, 64.80 the low, 65.30 the settlement, that down 135. May, 68.20 the high, 67.35 the low, 67.70 the settlement, that down 90. June lean hog, 74.60 the high, 73.50 the low, 74.40 the settlement, that down 25. July lean hogs, today's high, 71 even, the low 69.85, the settlement 70.92 and a half, finishing up 30. March pork bellies, today's high 113, the low 109, the settlement 109, that down 100. May pork bellies 110, the high 106.10, the low 108.10, the settlement, that up 72 and a half. The Dow is currently up 25 points at 10,383, the NASDAQ up 19 points at 2013, and the S&P 500 is up 6 at 1133.
Programming on WILL is made possible with support from the Sinfonia da Camera, presenting Beethoven's Fidelio Overture, Romance No. 2 with Sherban Lupu, and Piano Concerto No. 5 with pianist Charles Rosen on Wednesday, April 7th at 7:30 p.m. in the Fullinger Great Hall at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. For more information, call 333-6280.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
A person who signs himself simply Jeb from Moscow, Idaho, has this question for you. Dear Dr. Science, how come scientists like yourself refrain from using the word swanky?
The last time I referred to something as swanky was the time Peter Lawford, Joey Bishop, Angie Dickinson, and I were staying at the Dunes in Vegas. The year was 1962, I think. Frank was headlining at Caesar's Palace. Elvis was shooting one of his beach movies in Malibu. I had just ordered a lime green sharkskin suit from Dino's personal tailor, cute little Armenian guy who'd once worked in vaudeville as a fire eater and a unicyclist. Well, when that suit was finished, I tried it on, and looking at myself in the mirror, that was the word that occurred to me. Swanky. I mean, there was really nothing else you could say.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Produced by Duck's Breath.